It's round two of March Madness, the Snacks, the greatest tournament of treats to ever grace the Midway, and it's continuing today. 32 snacks from Disney and Universal Parks from around the globe remain and will slug it out until one is crowned the greatest of all time. Four conferences, Disney East, Disney West, Disney International, and Universal USA. It's global, it's delicious, it's madness. Who'll advance? Find out this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks.
Did you hear my tummy growl? My tummy growled
did
while you were talking. Podcast!
Did your tummy say, broadcast?
It did, broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Happy madness, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and lover of cute snacks from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Hey, Miriam.
Hello.
You do love cute snacks. Are you pumped to have some?
I got a really cute snack at Downtown Disney this weekend.
What'd you get?
They have all the Easter snacks out, so it was a little bunny butt Rice Krispie treat. It's just the cutest thing you've ever seen.
It was just his butt? Like a little cottontail?
Yeah, it was like his little feet, and it's like a coconut cottontail. So cute.
Did you bite that booty?
Duh.
And we're also joined by comedian Diz Nerd and the inventor of the cool dude. It's Mark Andrada. What's up, Mark?
You remembered my story.
This is a great story, man. It sounds delicious.
Yeah, the cool dude. It's a peach iced tea. You can get them everywhere now. They're very popular.
Yeah. Well, you and people should know that you invented it, and it should be called the cool dude.
The cool dude. I actually changed the Wikipedia page for peach iced tea. And somebody changed it, like, you deleted what I wrote. I made it say this was invented in 1984 by Mark Andrada or something.
That's awesome.
Somebody was not into my joke.
No, they weren't down. All right, friends, we got another big show today because it's the Sweet 32. Is that a thing? The round of 32? There's no cool nickname for this one. 32, it's up to you. I don't know. It's March Madness. Yeah, it's terrible. If anyone's got a better one, let me know.
No, I like Sweet 32. I like 32 is up to you.
Okay.
Because it is. The audience is voting. It's accurate.
It's in their hands. And don't forget that today's episode is sponsored by our very great friends over at Shimmer Pop Shop. They got the coolest of stickers, magnets, keychains, you name it, so much more. A must for every Diz nerd. Check them out on Instagram at Shimmer Pop Shop. Or you can also check out their website, which is shimmerpopshop.com. And today we're going to be giving away, later in the show, who knows when, wink, wink, we're going to be giving away this prize. So many people jumped in on our giveaway. Miriam, well, this giveaway was a pretty good idea.
I mean, did you see the Matterhorn Stein? Like, yeah. It was worth entering for sure.
Pretty cool.
This is totally great. That's amazing.
I have my eye on that Matterhorn rope drop team, too. That magnet was so cute.
So listen, guys, if you win this giveaway and one of the magnets is missing, you know what's up, all right? You know who to DM.
I would never.
All right, friends, so stick around in the episode until later on when we give away the prize pack. You could be the winner. It's really exciting. Or it could be Miriam slipping something in her pocket. No big deal. All right, friends, well, back to business. Let's get back to some snack fights. It's time for round two of March Madness, the Snacks. Okay, ladies and gents, we started with 64 iconic snacks. Now the field has been cut in half. Over the last week, you, the fans, have been voting on today's matchups. And now we're going to reveal the yum-yums who will advance to the Sweet 16. See, there's a name for the 16. The Sweet 16. See? And
is
let's...
it the yum-yum 32?
Yum-yum 32.
I like that. It works. Yum, yum, 32.
Yum, yum, 32.
All right, friends. Well, let's hop on over to the classic, the most iconic of the divisions. It's Disney West. Okay, kicking things off over in Disney West, this is the number one seeded Dole Whip. I mean, you know it was going to be Dole Whip. Going up against the number nine, Jack Jack Num Num. Mark, you're laughing. What?
I'm still laughing at Yum Yum. <It's good. laughs> That's what I'm going to say on my 32nd birthday. I'm going to Yum Yum 30. I'm going to come out of a cake and say Yum Yum 32.
I'm going to send it over to the NCAA and see if that becomes the new thing. Everyone, it's Marv Albert. Welcome to the Yum Yum 32. Yeah, I think it's got something, you know. All right, we're back to Dole Whip versus Jack Jack Num Num. Miriam, let's start off with you. Disney West is your park, Disneyland. I know Dole Whip isn't your absolute toppy top, but I don't know. Do you even care about cookies?
I mean, Dole Whip is pretty close to the top for me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't tried this cookie. But also, when I'm thinking about Disneyland being closed and when it opens, I'm not running to go get that Num Num cookie. I am running to go get a Dole Whip.
Are you rope dropping Dole Whip?
Heck yeah, I'm rope dropping a Dole Whip. I've done it before.
What about the breakfast burrito? What happened to that? I thought that was the plan.
I'll rope drop the chimichanga, and then on my way to Indiana Jones, I'll get the Dole Whip, and then we'll get in line.
Loving that. How about you, Mark?
What about me? What do you want to know?
No, Dole Whip or Jack Jack?
Oh, geez. Come on. Dole Whip, 100%. What did you say earlier? I was like, that should be a t-shirt. Do you even care about cookies? Do you even care about cookies? You even care about cookies, man?
No, down.
Of course I care about cookies, but not as much as I care about a Dole Whip. I have also rope dropped Dole Whip, 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's legit. You know you're a Disney nerd when... I'm going for Jack Jack Num Nums. I love me a cookie. Doughy, warm, chewy, chocolatey, goodness. That cookie is huge. It's a monster. I remember eating the whole thing and my wife being like, am I going to get any? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't want to. This is good. And I was like, I need to dunk this in some milk. They should offer a little bit of milk with that Jack Jack Num Num. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right? You need a dunker.
Just the tiniest shot glass of milk.
Yeah.
And the biggest cookie the size of my head.
Or it should be in like one of those little baby things, right? Because it's Jack Jack's Num Num, right? Like a little
baby, bottle. Sipper. Oh, so you like just squirt it out?
Sure.
Squirt it out like a pepper shaker of milk?
Yeah, okay. I like it. I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm Jack Jack all the way. And look, I like Dole Whip. It's fine, but I'm not rope dropping it. I'm probably like, if I'm hungry, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to go get one. And if I was dying of thirst, I wouldn't be like, well, I got to Dole Whip this. A Dole Whip just happens when I'm cruising through Adventureland and someone says, Dole Whip? Well, I'll never say no. You know, even if I'm full, I'll be like, Dole Whips are so light.
Wow.
But the Jack Jack Num Num.
We're really learning something here.
Yeah.
It's a destination
for me.
Yeah.
100% a destination. Like a visit to any of the Disney parks, any of the North American Disney parks, is not complete without a Dole Whip.
Well, yeah. Listen.
Or several.
Okay. Well, I want to add that I do have a special connection to Dole Whip, and I'm going to tell it to you, and I might have ruined something for everybody. I've told this story before on the podcast, but if you remember at the Polynesian, they used to have a self-serve Dole Whip.
Oh, yes, we've heard.
Yeah, so I went in there one day, and I piled it high, let's just say, my Dole Whip. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody saw. There was a cashier shaking her head at me, you know, like, pfft. And then the next time I was there, it was gone, and I feel kind of responsible. And so, listen, Dole Whippers, sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah. we also visited the year that they had the self-serve Dole Whip, and I watched my dad do the exact same thing, so don't think that you were the one that ruined it.
Okay.
I think... All right. Many people together.
Okay, great. I'm glad I can share in the responsibility of destroying
that.
For all you Dole Whip lovers out there, how did the rest of our Disney fans and all of America vote on this matchup? How are they feeling?
Okay, so we had Dole Whip came out on top with 84% to 16% for Jack Jack Cookie.
Wow. Nice. That much, eh? Applauso, Dole Whip. Yeah. Yeah, this makes sense, right? I think I'm on an island here, you know, being the cookie guy.
Yeah, the island of 16%.
Yeah, that's a bit of a beatdown. That's like getting dunked on, essentially. Dole whipped on, baby. Boom, boom shakalaka. All right, we keep on cruising. Anyone? NBA Jam? No? Okay.
Yeah, NBA Jam, 100%.
Thanks,
yeah.
Mark. Thank you. This is our next matchup. It's the number 2 seeded Churro going up against the number 10 seeded Churro Toffee. Miriam, a conundrum in your heart?
You know, I did okay with this, actually. I like both treats, but there's the best treat is the just regular churro. I have dreams about it. So it's got to be the churro.
I mean, you have a fun.
I like a churro toffee, but not as much as the original churro.
I voted for churro. I've never had the toffee. You know, I don't know. I voted for toffee in the last round because I was like, toffee sounds nice.
You didn't know what the peanut butter sandwich was?
Yeah, I was scared. I was afraid. I was like, I don't know. It's just a peanut butter jelly sandwich. What am I doing here? I can just get that at home. I got Smuckers at home. What is this nonsense? I don't want this.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I'll just go good old reliable churro. I'll do that. Especially if like your dunking sauces are on point.
I just like the orange cinnamon sugar.
No, I want to jam it in something. I want to jam it in caramel or chocolate or strawberry. Just jam it in there. What? You don't jam it? You don't jam your churros?
That's a personal question that I don't feel like answering in a public forum.
Okay. No.
But no, the answer is no. I like my churro raw.
All right.
I like it just the way God made it, you know? Just plain regular. Fresh and
keep fresh going. And raw. Yeah, keep going. Fresh and raw.
That's it. Okay. That's how I like it.
Copy that, senor. You like it?
I'm assuming you voted for churro and not churro toffee, Mark.
Yeah, you know, okay, so like depending on the day, my favorite food is sushi or pizza, like a Detroit style pizza is great. Or like taco. So okay, let's just for the sake of this example, let's just say I'm gonna say pizza is my favorite food. Because I think a lot of people can relate. There are a lot of people that pizza is their favorite food. Now, what's your choice? Somebody's gonna come up to you and go, would you like pizza, your favorite food? Or would you like this bag of pizza flavored potato chips? You know what I'm saying?
Regular pizza, yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, the novelty of pizza potato chips, don't get me wrong, that's interesting. Uh-huh. But if the choice is between pizza or pizza potato chips, come on. I'm going to go with the pizza. And that's what I feel like this choice is. Do we want churros or do we want this thing that's meant to taste like churros?
I mean, if it was pizza like on crack, like if it was like pizza on pizza, then maybe I'd be like, I'll take the double pizza, you know, or the pizza sandwich, you know.
So you're saying like if the choice was a churro or a churro toffee churro, you would choose the churro toffee churro?
If it was like a churro sandwich, which was like a sandwich of churros with churros in the middle, then I might take that over just a churro.
Yeah. Like if the option was a churro or like a double plenty churro, then for sure I'm going to go with the double plenty churro because that's two churros.
Yeah.
What in the heck is a double plenty?
But because I'm just going on what Chris said about if I get a pizza or like a double pizza, which I imagine Chris to be like a pizza on top of another pizza.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's really just getting two slices of pizza.
Kind
of,
yeah.
So like a churro and then a double plenty churro is like two churros.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mark, I'm assuming you're voting for churro. Looks like we're churros all the way around the horn. How does America feel about damn churros?
America agrees, obviously, and it was 87% churro to 13% churro toffee.
13? Whoa, more dunkage.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, forget that toffee. Nobody wants that. Yeah, get out of here. Yeah.
I mean, it's good, but...
Man, it's that good. 13%.
It's good.
No, but I will say my favorite churro-flavored thing at the parks, though, is the churro popcorn. Have you guys tried that?
No.
So good.
Yeah, to see the look on your face.
If they have some in Disney World, I will send some to you. I tried to find some at Disney at California Adventure. They usually have it in the big bags and like the, you know, like where you'd get the caramel popcorn or the cheddar or whatever.
Yeah.
But they still don't have any. So there must be a hold up in production or something.
I don't know if it's going to be at Disney World. Like churros aren't a big thing over there.
That's where I tried it the first time.
Oh, really? So.
Okay. Really?
It might be.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, moving along.
I hope for your sakes that it is.
Oh, ahoy hoy. Okay, I'm in.
I'll admit to never paying attention to popcorn
in the bags.
Yeah. And maybe I should. Do they do the Chicago mix?
They do. Like so, but they don't put it in a cute tin or anything, but it's like, it'll come with 6 bags. And they do have that at DCA right now, but it's like the cheddar is good. The churro is good. The birthday cake tastes like Fruity Pebbles, which I'm not really into. The apple one is not good. And then the caramel is just caramel. And then there's a kettle corn one, which I'm not into kettle corn.
Got it.
Really?
Like, I like three of them are good. Is it worth getting the whole thing? I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
For sure. All right. Okay, moving along here. This is the number 3 seeded corn dog from the old Red Wagon. Mwah. Taking on the number 11 seed. This is the mac and cheese cone. Mwah. They're both so beautiful, guys. This is personally is a tough call.
Okay.
But let's ask Miriam.
I had no trouble. It's the corn dog. A mac and cheese cone is the worst.
So you have a problem with the cone you were talking about last
night. The cone is gross. I don't like the mac and cheese is fine, but it tastes like any other mac and cheese you could have anywhere.
So do you ever
it's
get
not
this?
That special to me. And so then you don't the cone get it. Is yuck.
Have you tried it?
Yes. I've tried it. It's just normal mac and cheese with a gross cone that I don't want to eat.
I don't know about gross. Thank you very much.
So, I'll eat that. And the corn dog is beautiful. It's wonderful. It's the most delicious corn dog. And you have the chance of watching the Dapper Dans while you eat it.
That part sounds nice.
I like how you always connect a corn dog to the Dapper Dans.
Because that's my spot.
What if the Red Wagon moved and they put it somewhere else?
I would walk back to Main Street.
I'm your Dan's. I got my corn dog.
Yeah. I'm going to say something that might alienate some of our listeners and might make me a few enemies. But I don't eat hot dogs because I don't eat beef or pork. If they made a chicken corn dog or a veggie corn dog, I'd be all in. But they don't. And you can't find those anywhere. You know how long I've been looking for like a veggie corn dog? I can't find it. And not just in the Disney parks. I'm just talking about in the world at large. You'd think that somebody had made those and made them popular enough that they'd be in public places, but I haven't found one. And so just for the novelty of a mac and cheese cone, I voted for the mac and cheese cone because number one, I can eat it. Number two, where else are you going to get a mac and cheese cone?
Right.
I can get a corn dog at the supermarket. I'm not going to eat it, but I could get one. Yeah. And I know it's not the same. I know it's not as good. It's not as good. Don't write me letters about this. But where are you going to get a mac and cheese cone? Nowhere. Nowhere at all.
Yeah.
Except this place.
Cars Land.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
You know what, Mark? I don't think anyone's going to hate on you, buddy. I think that came from your heart. You desperately want this corn dog. Please, somebody make it for you. I get it, man.
Often I see somebody with like a pulled pork sandwich or like eating a chunk of bacon and I'm like, oh, I wish I could eat that. That looks great.
Does like Dreamweaver play in the background?
Dreamweaver. While Chris is just destroying a pulled pork sandwich.
Mark, you want a bite? It's in slow-mo.
I'm like,
Mark,
I do.
You want a nibble?
I do want a bite, but I won't feel well if I eat it, so I can't.
Well, tough break.
When did you turn it? Chris somehow magically turned into the teacher from Charlie Brown Journey.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the slow-mo. This is your slow-mo Dreamweaver situation, right?
Dreamweaver situation, yeah.
Yeah, when Dreamweaver plays, everything's in slow motion. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah.
It's very Wayne's World, right?
You are my Tia Carrera. Carrera?
No, I'm not your Tia Carrera. The pulled pork is the Tia Carrera.
Well, I think you and the pulled pork combined become my Tia Carrera.
I'll take it. Remember Relic Hunter? Great show.
I was just about to say, you and the pulled pork sandwich combined are my Relic Hunter.
Tia Carrera as Indiana Jones. Good stuff. I liked it. Okay, I voted corn dog. Like, listen, the Red Wagon corn dog is the greatest corn dog ever. It is humongous. It is so fresh. It is so yum. And I love that mac and cheese cone. And I'm with you, Mark. Man, it is so original. You don't get anywhere else. But I don't know, man. Every time I cruise past Main Street, I'm not that guy going, I need to go to the confectionery. I need to get this sweet thing. I need to get this macaroon. I need to get the corn dog, man. That corn dog is just special. And I want it. Dapper Dans or none. I just want to eat that thing. The Dapper Dans are the star. The corn dog is the star, not the Dans. When I bite it, I'm hearing music in my mouth. I don't need Dans. Thank you very much.
You got ears in your mouth?
I have music. It's a symphony of tastes when I have that corn dog. You know, all these beautiful melodies of delicious. So anyway, I voted for corn dogs. I think everyone is crazy. Even though I love that mac and cheese cone, if they voted against corn dogs. But hey, turkey legs. Enough said. Weird stuff is happening at March Madness.
Well, nothing weird happened here. The corn dog won with 69% of the vote to 31% for mac and cheese.
Yeah, giddy up. Corn dogs. Arr, arr, arr. Yes, love it. Okay, this is the last matchup in Disney West. It is the number 4 beignets versus the number 5 Mickey waffles. This is a tough one.
I went with the beignets. I like to eat them more. How's that for a reason?
That's a perfect
reason.
You've
also never had a Mickey waffle. So.
That's true. I've never had a Mickey waffle, but I also just go, it's a waffle.
Yeah. It's not that special of a waffle, guys. Now, you want to talk about getting some hate? I'm about to get some with that statement.
I agree. That was crazy. Why are you putting that out there?
I don't know. Like, you can buy them at the store. Like, literally, I can walk up to the supermarket and I can get Mickey waffles and bring them home.
Those can't be the same kind of waffles.
They're not. They're the ghetto kind. But even the regular kind, it's just a waffle. And waffles are good. It does taste a little bit better because it's shaped like Mickey, but it doesn't blow my mind. A beignet is like something
Mickey waffles are used with a specific type of batter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they just taste better because they're made with Disney magic.
You know what? Maybe I've only eaten them with breakfast, and because I'm in a hurry, I haven't tried
not
to enjoy
appreciating
them. Yeah, maybe.
Also,
maybe that's it.
Pro tip, put peanut butter on that waffle. It will upgrade that Mickey waffle into something truly spectacular.
Okay.
Do they offer peanut butter as a topping? Can you mm-hmm. ask for that?
Oh. They like the jelly packets, they have a peanut butter one.
Okay, whoa. There's dippers you can get sauces, like, is that a thing?
Well, you know, like the jelly packets for your toast or whatever, they have a peanut butter one.
Is there jelly too? Have a jelly one too? Do they have maple syrups?
You had breakfast before?
I'm just asking, is there an assortment is there accoutrement that comes with my waffle to heighten or enhance my waffle experience?
I'm telling you, like at every Disney restaurant, you know, they have like ketchup in the morning.
So it's just regular old, so you're just saying it's regular old jam for your toast?
Yeah.
Okay, forget that.
Talking about the jellies. I'm talking about peanut butter with the peanut butter on your waffle.
I thought it was something special. Like, why don't they drizzle caramel on it?
That being said, I voted for beignets because
you're defending waffles so hard.
Amazing.
Tell us why, Miriam.
Because they're so good. Yeah. And it's another I must have one before I leave Disneyland treats for me. Also, Body by Beignets are making it their mission to get it to number one. So I had to help with that effort, you know?
Wow, well, I see. Mm-hmm. Just so we can mention their podcast name, Body by Beignets.
I'll jump in on that too. Yep. I'll get in on that mission.
I love beignets. That Monte Cristo sandwich, I know it's not a beignet, but it's a beignet sandwich. Guys, get this thing.
It's a stuffed beignet.
It's a stuffed beignet with meat. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I like the Mickey shaped one, not the meat shaped one.
Give me the meat shaped one all day, girl. Come on. Beignets are delicious. I mean, look, they're exclusive. You're in Cafe New Orleans. You're in New Orleans Square. It's, where are you going to get this? Unless you're in New Orleans. You know, Nolens? How do you say it if you're from Louisiana? So go there, get it. I can get a Mickey waffle up at the grocery store. So forget about it. I voted for beignets. How about America? Do you love beignets?
Yes, they agreed and 65% voted for Mickey Beignet to 35% Mickey Waffle.
Beignets, moving on. Guys, who did the rankings for Disney West?
I did.
1, 2, 3, 4, all in the finals. You did a great job. Cool. So who are the big matchups for the Sweet 16? Right, Sweet 16. The next round of the March Madness of Snacks.
The Sweet 16, we have number 1, Dole Whip versus number 4, Mickey Beignet.
Oh, boy.
It's a rough one. And then number 2, Churro, is against number 3, Little Red Wagon Corn Dogs.
Oh, like these are going to be hard choices. Oh, my goodness.
I think so.
Okay, well, let's get out of this one. Ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the next division. It's Universal USA. Okay, Universal USA, we got some great snacks. We got 4 matchups, and we're going to start things off with the number 1 seeded Lard Lad Donut going up against the number 9 seed Chocolate Frog Ribbit. I'm going to go ahead first, and I'm just going to lay this to rest. I've never had the Chocolate Frog. I'm probably never going to have the Chocolate Frog because I'm so full from my enormous, delicious Lard Lad Donut that I chose not to share. That I'm not even thinking about eating that little frog. It's a tiny frog. Who cares? Give me that donut. I want it. When I think of Universal and I think of Simpsons, I think of that donut. I need it. I must have it. And you can't have any. Dial it up. 1 for Lard Lad from Bondo.
I voted for the chocolate frog.
Okay.
Because it's a Harry Potter treat. I'm always going to vote Harry Potter. Magical treats forever.
Boo. Just because it's magic, you're going to vote for it? How does it taste?
Yeah, 100%. Also, It's just a big pink donut. There's nothing special about that donut. It's just gigantic.
Disagree.
That's it.
What's so special about your thing? It's half chocolate, half frog. Nobody
cares.
It is
Harry Potter, and it comes with a wizard card.
Oh, does it? Does it do anything? Yeah. Does it hop around like in the movie?
Mark, what was your vote?
Enough said.
I don't want to cause any trouble here. I feel like you guys are, I don't like it when you guys fight. You know what I mean? I feel like that little kid that's like hiding in his bedroom when his parents are like, I said chocolate frog. No, donut. That's what's happening.
Lardland donut. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
Just a donut. I'm sorry. Lardland donut. I voted for the donut, mostly because I don't, care either way for either of these treats. I see both of your points. It is just a donut. That there's not much special about it except for the look. I think it's great, great to take a picture with, which is what tipped it over the edge for me. That's why I voted for it. Whereas the chocolate frog, while it is chocolate, I just wish that they had done something to it that made it more like the movies. Mm. I know that it's not possible to make a chocolate frog jump around, but maybe if they had filled its tummy with something, you know what I mean? Like, or if it was like if it was full of like Pop Rocks or something to make it feel like it was moving in my mouth or jumping in my mouth.
Ugh, it sounds horrible, man. I don't want it to move.
Well, but that's kind of the fun of the Harry Potter treats, right? Like that's why people voted for like the wacky flavored, potentially gross flavored jelly beans, because there's like, that's something different. You can only really get whatever, like grass or socks or boogers or whatever flavor, puke, whatever flavors they're dishing out on that thing. So I just wish that there was something kind of peculiar about the chocolate frogs.
Yeah.
You don't think it's peculiar to bite a frog's head off?
No, because you can make a, you know, like somebody once gave me a chocolate tool set. I was opening a show and they were like, you guys built the show, so here's some chocolate tools. It was really lame. Yes. It was a very nice gift. I hope they're not listening. It was a nice gift. But you know what I mean? It's like, at the end of the day, I'm just eating a chocolate screwdriver. So like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's still chocolate, so it's nice. I am enjoying it. But like, since it's Harry Potter, I just kind of wish there was something a little more
magical.
When Easter comes every year, you get a chocolate bunnies. You don't eat that bunny's head off. I totally.
Yeah, I like to eat the bunny's head off.
Yeah, who does?
I ate a bunny butt earlier. I told you.
You did, yes. Yeah. So, you're into your bunnies.
I like to bite heads off of things.
There you go. Yeah. There.
Thanks. Okay.
And how magical is that when you bite that bunny head?
Terrifying.
Uh huh.
All right.
Our audience did not agree. They went with the Lard Lad donut with 67% to 33%.
Of course they did.
Yeah. I think it's mostly the Instagrammable nature of it. It's such a great picture to take, you know? Yeah. And then you take two bites of it and go, all right, it's a donut.
Do you guys want any? Well, we're talking about donuts, and we're going to keep the party going because the number two seed is the Voodoo Donut, Donuts on Donuts. And it's going head-to-head up against the number 10 seed, Pizza Fries. Now, Pizza Fries is interesting because it's a Halloween Horror Nights exclusive. I don't know, man. Like, I can't say I've ever had them, but you're combining like two of my favorite food groups, pizza and fries. I don't even know what that looks like. Is it a pizza with French fries on it, or is it French fries with pizza toppings on it? I don't know, but they both sound great. I mean, whoa. Have you guys ever had something? I'm going to throw this out there. Have you ever heard of a chip buddy?
Yes.
Okay, you have.
I have. That's a British thing, right?
Exactly. It's a British thing. It's like British peasant food. And I know this because my dad comes from British peasants. And every time we would get fish and chips, and I know a lot of our UK listeners are going, oh yeah. It's a French fry sandwich is what it is. You take two pieces of bread with butter and you put French fries in it. It's delicious. It doesn't sound delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So
it is delicious.
If it was pizza, oh my God, I don't know. It's gotta be the greatest thing ever. But with that said, this Voodoo Donuts, they're just so fun. They're so different. There's so many of them. They're hard to get. You know, you get to sit in that big throne. I feel like you're also picking the experience and not just the food. So I'm going to vote for Voodoo. Voodoo Donuts, number two. Wow. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Pizza Fries is a strong number 10.
I voted for the Pizza Fries. And I'll tell you, I like pizza. I like fries. Same as you, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Miriam, I don't know how you feel about pizza and fries. I imagine they're okay by you.
I admit to it. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. These aren't just regular chop 'em up potato fries. These are crinkle cut fries.
Mm.
Yum.
And crinkle cut fries are far and away my favorite French fries. I like them better than curly fries. I like them way better than like seasoned fries. I like them better than the little shoestrings. Sweet potato fries, get out of here. I don't like you at all. Ouch. I recently saw that episode of Bob's Burgers where Bob was like, oh, sweet potato fries. He's all mad about it. I'm like, yes, I am with Bob on this. I don't care for sweet potato fries. I do like a thick cut like steak fry. Don't mind those. Those are pretty good. Yeah, potato wedges, not bad. Listen, I can talk about like potato products all day. Hash browns, I love. Yeah. But out of all the French fry options, and there are many, crinkle cut, my goodness, far and away my favorite. And that's the French fry they use to put tomato, like pizza sauce, tomato sauce and stuff, and cheese and stuff on top.
Yum.
Of course, those little ridges catch the sauce in the perfect, most perfect way.
They're sauce catchers. They're not ridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also chose pizza fries because pizza and fries can't go wrong there.
Yep.
And it's at a really fun event, I've heard.
Yeah.
So I would like to go to Halloween Horror Nights and have the pizza fries, so I chose that.
Okay.
Our audience, however, chose Voodoo Donuts with 59% of the vote over 41% pizza fries.
You know, still pretty close. Not a bad number for pizza fries.
I am losing respect for our listeners.
I'm not.
I'm kidding.
There's an iconicness to this, guys. Like, there's some of these that people have just never eaten, but they've seen them so many times on Instagram. And they've said, I want that, you know? And pizza fries, you don't see so often, right?
Once a year.
All right. Well, we're moving on to the number three seed. This is the Honk Honkers Candy Floss. Going up against the number six seed, this is Buffalo Tots. This is a tough one. If you've had the Honk Honkers candy floss, it's huge. It's a lot of candy floss. Either of you guys had the candy floss before?
No, but it looks really cute.
Yeah.
I would like to take a picture with it.
It's definitely Instagrammable. It looks delicious. I'm told it's quite delicious. It's just a lot. It looks like a lot of just candy floss. I don't know. Like, how much candy floss can somebody eat? It looks like a ton.
Lots. I can eat lots.
Yeah.
It looks shareable.
Okay.
The thing about candy floss is not very filling, right? Like, it's really puffy, but like when it gets in your mouth, it just melts away.
I like the idea of sprinkles in a candy floss for sure.
All right. Yeah. Well, Miriam, which way did you go?
I chose Buffalo Tots.
With all that said, Buffalo Tots.
Because the sound of spicy potato tots, yes, sign me up. I think I would just like to take a picture with the candy floss, and I'd probably have a couple bites, and then I'd try and pawn it off to someone else. So
you make a trade for some Buffalo Tots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I vote with you, Miriam. I'm not really interested in candy floss at all. It looks cute. I'm sure my kids will see it and they'll go nuts, and I'll have to buy one for each of them because they're gross. And meanwhile, I'll just be like, no, kids, you could be having some Buffalo Tots. I love tots. I love them more than French fries. If there's ever a choice between the two, I always go tots. And buffalo sauce, you can put buffalo sauce on anything and plus it. Like, tonight I had chili, buffalo sauce. Last night, spaghetti. Buffalo sauce. No joke.
Okay.
That's
bold.
Yeah.
I was with you on that first one. And the second one, you said spaghetti and buffalo sauce, and you lost me.
Well, it's like hot sauce. It's like hot sauce. Like a hot anyway.
Did you also put tomato sauce and you just put buffalo sauce on top of your tomato sauce? Or was it just noodles and buffalo sauce?
No, it was. There's a spaghetti sauce. Yeah, it's like a pasta sauce. Yeah,
like a tomato sauce or like a cream sauce.
Like, you know, little Frank's Red Hot, little buffalo spice, you know, yum, yum, yum.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yum.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on board. Sure.
Mark, why not? Which way do you vote, senor?
Well, now you got me thinking about just spaghetti with only buffalo sauce. And I'm kind of like... my knee-jerk reaction is gross, but then immediately afterwards I'm like, but I mean, like, I'd try it. You don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's good. Yeah. I'll try it once.
Yeah, why not?
How my mother raised me. Try it. Anyway, I voted for the tots. I'm with you, Chris. I just said how much I love French fries. If the choice is crinkle fry or tot, it's a tough choice, but I'm going tot.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going tot.
Good man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I voted tot.
Is tot, like, when you think of tots, is that exclusively a breakfast thing, or is that more of a lunchable? Like, what's a tot to you guys?
Day.
It's all day.
That's an evergreen
breakfast,
snack.
Yeah. Lunch, late night, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, tots is like a lunch thing. It's like a school lunch, or it's a breakfast jam. I don't know if I do a dinner tot.
I do late night tots. I'm probably gonna do late night tots tonight.
You have tots at your house right now?
Dude, yes.
Legit.
I got a bag of tots in my freezer. You just preheat that oven. You throw them on the thing. That's
dang.
It.
Put buffalo sauce on them.
I have a separate little dish for my dipping sauces. Ooh. And I put ketchup on the far side, big clump of mayonnaise in the middle. Blech. And then on the other side, hot sauce.
Okay.
And then I just start mixing around, mixing a little bit of the ketchup and hot sauce, a little bit of the mayo and ketchup, a little bit of the ketchup. I mean, a little bit of the mayo and the hot sauce. Come on.
Yum. Yum, except the mayonnaise.
I'm so hungry.
You lost me at mayonnaise. America. Really?
You don't put mayonnaise on your french fries or on your potato products?
I don't like
that's
anything.
That's a British thing.
The white and creamy, I don't care for it.
Okay, there's a lot there.
Yep.
I ever tell you about, there's this burger place near Chris and I. If you've ever seen that old Saturday Night Live sketch where they're like, cheeseburger, 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 and they just tell everybody they're having cheeseburgers. And everybody's like, I'd like this. No, cheeseburger. This drive-up burger place, there's no place to sit inside. You got to get your burger and sit in your car. Or go home. They don't have lettuce. And if you ask for lettuce on your burger, they yell at you. No lettuce. No lettuce. They scream. I asked for a little side of mayonnaise. And the guy went, for what? And I said, for my fries. And he goes, no, mayo for burger, not for fries. And then all the guys behind him, all in unison, went, mayo for burger, not for fries. Like, as if they rehearsed it. And I was like, whoa. And I, you know, like, it was a late night. This is like a late Saturday night. So you can imagine the mental space that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is too much. Just, I'll take my french fries and I will back away slowly. Organized rejection of my mayonnaise on my fries.
But listen, I know the restaurant you're talking about. We won't talk about the name on air. But it's run by a bunch of old Greek dudes. Yeah. If you asked for some tzatziki, you would have been solid. They'd been, oh yeah, tzatziki on everything. Yeah, no worries.
Not on your fries. I don't think they'd give it to you for
I think
fries.
They would give it to you for anything. They just have like tubs of tzatziki everywhere. They would have been like, yeah, sure. Yeah, how many?
Well, you can try that next time you go in.
We should go together.
I'll wait outside hiding to see what happens.
Did you get it? Yeah, man. Got your tzatziki right here.
Did you get that stuff?
I got it, man. It's right here. Shh. Keep your voice down. All right, so how did our fans vote today?
Our fans are also hot for tots, and
nice.
With 74% of the vote to 26% candy floss.
Whoa! So you can call that an upset. The number 3 seed goes down in flames, the Buffalo Tots. And that leads us to the number 4 seed, the ESPN pretzel. I've renamed it.
The sports pretzel.
I thought it was a sports pretzel.
Okay, I'll change it. ESPN sports pretzel. Taking on the number 5 seed, this is the Butterbeer ice cream. Being clear that this is ice cream, not the drink. This is a tough one. This is a big matchup. Everybody loves Butterbeer. We know it. But that pretzel is special. Miriam, which way are you sliding?
You know I want a magical treat. So Butterbeer ice cream all the way. Also, Butterbeer wasn't allowed to be on the list, so I got to vote for it somewhere.
That's going to be for March Madness, the drinks. That's maybe next year.
With the 4 drinks on it.
There's, you know what? I've been making notes and I've been adding to the list. I'm up to like a good 28. I think we're not bad. It might be
amazing.
Yeah, it might be 32. Might not be 64.
It'll be yum yum 32.
It'll be the yum yum 32 drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, so Butterbeer ice cream.
Yeah.
So good.
Listen, I love Butterbeer a lot. It's my favorite drink at Universal. I mean, come on. Who doesn't always have one when they go? Mm-hmm. I'm not an ice cream guy. Unless it's a hot day. And even on a hot day, like, does ice cream really quench you? It's like, it's dairy. It's heavy. It makes your mouth go, I don't know. You know, a Butterbeer on its own, the drink would be so much more satisfying. Give me the ESPN Sports LeBron James pretzel. It's humongous. It's so dunkable. It's so Instagrammable. It's something you can share, or say, back off. That's my pretzel. Yeah, one up for the ESPN Sports pretzel from Bondo. Mark.
Wow. Oh, I'm an ice cream guy. Like, the opposite.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't organize sports. Don't thrill me the way they thrill you.
Yep.
And therefore, the pretzel, also garbage. I'm just kidding. I like basketball. You know, mixed martial arts, great time.
Professional wrestling, yeah, it's good.
Professional wrestling, that's not the same, but you know where I'm at. Football, I'm going to make some enemies. Football's just okay. Baseball is a nice time. Now I'm just talking about sports. Baseball is a nice time. You go, and it's a nice excuse to like sit outside and have some snacks and walk around with your friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I voted for the ice cream. I like an ice cream. I'm the opposite of you, Chris. I love an ice cream. I think it's the perfect snack.
Yeah.
I've gone on and on about like there's a local ice cream, artisanal ice cream maker that does like drops. and I am obsessed. So
yeah, our fans know about your love affair with ice cream. Faux show. Okay. America, do you like sports? Pretzels?
They do not.
No.
63% voted for butterbeer ice cream over 37%
general. I'm not surprised.
Sports pretzel.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. It just put butterbeer in front of everything, and I think it's going to win. Am I right? What if it was the butterbeer sports pretzel? Then, you know, it would have won, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, totally.
But then it would be a butterbeer Quidditch pretzel.
I was about to say, is a Quidditch pretzel?
Now it's right up there. Now it's magical, right, Miriam? And you'd be in on it.
Yeah.
I love it. That's it for Universal USA. Who are the matches in the Sweet 16?
Our new matches are number 1, Lard Lad Donut versus number 5, Butterbeer Ice Cream.
Oh, boy. Tough.
Where I think we shall see the Lard Lad fall.
Negative.
I'm going to call it right now.
Yeah. Stay with me, and friends. Stay with Lard Lad. Sorry, you were saying?
And then our number 6, Buffalo Tots versus number 2, Voodoo Donuts.
Ooh, I think that's an upset in the making, you know?
Could be. I hope we lose all the donuts. That's what I hope. Donuts die in the same round.
I don't. That's how un-American of you. No donuts.
What? Come on. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything? Donuts.
Donuts. All right, friends, we're moving over to the next category. We're going to head overseas. It's time for Disney International. Okay, so many crazy matchups in Disney International because all the top seeds, gonzo in the first round. So we're going to start with the number 4 seed, Sweet Fried Burrito, going head-to-head against the number 5 seed. This is the Spiked Smoked Chicken Leg, a big, big deal over in Tokyo. I didn't have one. Mark, you had one. I hear it's delish.
Delish. Absolutely delish, yeah.
More delish than a Sweet Fried Burrito?
You know, that was a real toss-up, and it was, I could go either way on it, and I don't remember what I voted for. I think I might have voted for the Sweet Fried Burrito when I voted on our Instagram page.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, it's a roll of the dice. They both, they're both delicious, so I think it just, whatever I happen to be craving, I might have just eaten something savory when I voted, so then I went with sweet, you know?
Oh, yeah, that happens.
I voted for the chicken leg because Mark has described it in some detail before, and it sounds delicious, so I would like to try that. So I voted for the Spiced Smoked Chicken Leg.
Mm, yeah, you know, Mark, when you described it, I mean, I was there and I didn't get it, and I should have, and I did walk away from there after you said, did you have the Spiced Smoked Chicken Leg? No? Oh, dude, oh. And then I felt like some regret from my trip. I was like, oh, I should have eaten this thing. You know, I ate the weird popcorn. I ate the mochi thing. I ate all this weird stuff, but the good thing I missed? Oh, come on.
They're all good. What do you mean?
I mean, they're all good, but I mean, this was right up my alley and I just missed
this
it.
This is on brand for you.
Yeah. Sure. So in the spirit of a fallen brother, turkey leg, I have to vote for the
chicken leg.
That's where I voted. And I do it with all my heart, and all my turkey leg loving brothers out there, I'm sure did the same thing, and sisters, all of us together as one pressed that spiced chicken button. Booyah. And I think that's where America's going.
Unfortunately, they did not.
What?
Everybody voted for the fried burritos with 62% of the vote. It wins over the spiced chicken leg.
Okay, first of all, 62% isn't everybody. Okay? Okay.
Might as well be.
Okay, well, whatever. Sweet Fried Burrito with the win. It was the favorite over it, so can't be too surprised, but there you go. The Spiced Smoked Chicken Leg. Bye-bye. And now we're moving on to the number 6th rank. This is a big one over in Tokyo. It's the Tokyo Popcorn, all the different variety of flavors, versus the number 14 Potato Churros. That's right. It's a churro, but it's potatoes, and it's number 14. Miriam, I got to go right to you. Did the fact that this is a churro destroy popcorn? Because I know you love popcorn, too.
Well, this is a savory churro. So I don't know if I said it last week. I don't know if I'm on board with a savory churro yet. Right. I would like to try it, but I do love a flavored popcorn, as I mentioned earlier, with my round of every flavored popcorn you could get at Disney World and Disneyland. So I want to try all the Tokyo flavors. I know I would like all of them. So I went with the multi-flavored popcorn.
Yeah, that's a great choice. Mark, how about you, sir?
Popcorn, yeah, sure.
Great. Okay, cool. Yeah, that was an easy one. And I voted with Mark and with Miriam. Tokyo popcorn. You just have to go to Tokyo to see how crazy people are. You will line up for a half an hour to get popcorn. But you'll do it because you're like, this is Tokyo. This is a big deal, right? It is. You got to get in that line. And you're going to have some cool popcorn tin that you've never seen in a North American park. It's going to be the best. Definitely voting Tokyo popcorn. America, are you with us?
They're with us. 72% voted for the popcorn, over 28% for the potato churro.
Ooh, that's a good solid win. I wouldn't say getting dunked on, but maybe like a pick and pop, a good deuce.
Dunked in. How about a dunked in?
Yeah, maybe a finger roll, something with a little sass, but not a jam, you know what I mean?
Careful.
Okay, we keep on rolling here. This is the number 8 seed, the handheld crepe, going up against the number 16 seed. A 16 seed made it. Unbelievable. The Baymax dumpling. I'm going to go ahead and lead things off. The dumplings are fine. Crepes are delicious. Baymax is adorable. Crepes are delicious. Have you been to France? Have you had a crepe in France? Because this is obviously a France jam. Dumplings are fine. I definitely voted for the handheld crepe. Ooh la la, un crepe? Délicieuse. That's some French for you. That's how I voted.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Very French. That's very French of you right there.
Mais oui. Bienvenue au France. La maison de la crepe.
Offensive. What's your day?
Oh, that's not it's offensive. I'm speaking French.
To the French people listening, absolutely. I'm sure that's offensive. No,
I apologize if it's offensive. You know, I try to speak French as good as I can. Who are you guys voting for?
You know I'm going to vote for cute. So I voted for those adorable Baymax dumplings. I've had a crepe. I love crepes. They're wonderful. They're beautiful, but not as beautiful as that Baymax dumpling looked.
Do you eat
dumplings? It's so cute and fluffy. I want it.
It is beautiful. But do you eat dumplings on the reg? Is that something that you like?
Yeah, I love dumplings.
Okay. Well, then this all makes sense.
But even if I didn't, it was so cute. I'm going to vote for it.
Do you feel bad eating it? The fact that it's so cute? Like,
no,
you're so adorable.
I already told you I like to bite heads off, so.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Right. There it is.
There it is. Mark, how about you, buddy?
I also voted for the cute one. I absolutely voted for the cute snack.
Wow.
Please. It looks so cute. I want to put that in my mouth.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So adorable. I want to put it in my face. All right. How did America is America in for taste or cuteness?
So this was our closest vote. 51% crepes to 49% Baymax dumplings.
Ooh, a barn burner. Oh, my goodness. But the French and their crepes. So crepes will be moving on. That's great. Way to go. Sorry, Baymax. You're adorable, but you're not going to be in the Sweet 16. And it's our final matchup. This is the number 10 seeded mini churros. Looking at you, Miriam, versus the number 15 seed. This is the pizza spring roll. Just saying it sounds amazing.
I voted for the mini churros. All the flavor and deliciousness or whatever of a regular churro. And all the cuteness of a mini. So, yeah, mini churros.
I also voted for mini churros because what's better than one churro? Several churros.
And hopefully there's some dunking sauce. There's got to be some dunkables here.
I mean, they do look dunk-shaped, yeah, so I would imagine there is.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I just want to put them on my fingers like you do like those Ringolos.
Yeah.
Ringolos,
yeah.
Yeah, just stick those little mini churros on each of my fingers and walk around like a flavorful Wolverine.
Like Freddy Krueger, like a flavor, a delicious Freddy Krueger.
A sweet Freddy Krueger.
Adorable.
Just nibbling
That's
on
That's the finger. Least convincing adorable I've ever heard. Anyway, gross, you're weird.
No.
I voted for the pizza spring rolls, man. I love pizza and I love spring rolls. You just smish them together. I'll eat it. I like churros. I don't love churros, but I love pizza and I love spring rolls. So I voted for the number 15 seed. I don't know. I feel like America's going churros. It's what they know. Am I right?
Yes. So 68% voted for the mini churros to 32% pizza spring rolls.
Churros keep going on and on and on. Churros are just making some noise in the March Madness, the snacks. And that wraps up the Disney International Conference. Miriam, what are the matchups in the Sweet 16?
We have the number 6 popcorn versus number 10 mini churros battle.
Whoa.
As well as number 4 sweet fried burritos versus number 8 handheld crepes.
Wow. Big, big matchups and so many delicious snacks. right there in Disney International. And finally, we're getting to the big dog, ladies and gentlemen. This is Disney East. All right, Disney East. And we're getting right to it. This is the number 2 seed. This is the Mickey Pretzel going up against the 7 seed, the Mickey Donut. That's right. Mickey on Mickey crime happening right here. Miriam, I'm going to start with you. I think these are two very important, iconic food for your heart and soul.
I went with the Mickey Pretzel because I like any food with a cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Yeah.
Definitely that Mickey Pretzel with a cheese dipping sauce.
Just dunk it, girl.
Min.
Yeah. Are you going to slam it and say boom shakalaka when you do it?
Boom shakalaka!
A little NBA Jam?
I've never said that in my life, but I will say yum, yum.
Okay, I'll take it.
I wish our listeners could see the giant mime spoon that you just had, Miriam. Yum, yum. And it was like a biggest spoon that she's eating just
there. That was like that was a ladle. You ladled that in. Yeah.
No, it was the pretzel going in the cheese sauce.
Yeah, I get it. It looked very ladly. Like, whoops. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I misinterpreted.
Well, that's how much cheese sauce I'm
going to
put on that pretzel.
Mark, how about you, buddy?
Yeah, also pretzel.
Yeah, I'm a pretzel man too. Pretzels all the way around, baby. And dunk it in the cheese. Cheese has got to be warm though. When that cheese gets cold, I'm not as in.
I'll still do it. Yeah. I'll do a cold. Nah. A cold queso.
I gotta get in quick and fast and nice and hot and warm. Delish.
Okay. Well, here we go.
All right, America.
Just a double plenty churro, everybody.
Yeah. Which Mickey are you down with, America?
They chose the Mickey Pretzel with 72% over 28% Mickey Donut.
Of course you did.
Nice.
Of course you did. I wouldn't call that a slam dunk, but it was a beautifully set play. Big, big old score. Mickey Pretzel moving on. And let's keep going. There's more Mickey stuff. This is the number 3 seed. This is the Mickey Bar going up against the number 11 seed, the Cheshire Cat Tail.
Mickey Bar versus Cheshire Cat. I went with the Mickey Bar. Should I be ashamed to say that I've never had the Cheshire Cat Tail? So I went with the Mickey Bar because I've had it. I haven't had the Cheshire Cat Tail. And if part of this is about sort of the iconic status of this snack,
yeah,
I feel like it doesn't come too much more iconic than the Mickey Bar.
Yeah.
So there you go, Mickey Bar.
That's fair. I got to say, I've heard a lot of feedback about how great this cat tail is. Mm-hmm. And to me, it looks gross. I don't want to be anywhere near it. It literally looks like pastry. It looks like pastry that like a cat ate some paint and pooped on it is what it looks like. It's literally looks like.
Should we talk about what's in it?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But I can tell you what's on it. It's colorful cat poop and it's just not appetizing.
I don't have a cat.
Yeah. But to me, the Mickey Bar is kind of boring. Like, it's just a Mickey Bar. Like, you know, like, I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's fine. But there's like any Mickey.
Have you never had one?
Yeah, of course. Who has it? You know what I mean? But it's just like any other ice cream bar. It's just shaped like Mickey. You know, it's good. Does it blow my mind? No. But I'm not interested in that cattail thing at all. So I voted for the Mickey Bar.
Okay. I also voted for the Mickey Bar because it's delicious, especially if it's a hot day. You're just walking by one of those carts. I'm not interested in any of the other ice cream treats. I'm going to grab that Mickey Bar. It's easy to eat. It's delicious. Why not?
The easeability of eating it is actually something that we don't talk about enough. I like that. Like the corn dog. Simple. You can wave it around. You can use it to like, hey, you want to know which way Space Mountain is? It's that way. Use your corn dog.
Okay, but a Mickey Bar, you got to eat fast, and especially in Florida.
Right, like, fair.
Nothing's melting. So not waving it around.
Okay, I wave my corn dog around. Does everyone see I spent $8 on this thing? It's huge. You want some? Nope. It's all for me.
Okay, so this Cheshire Cat Tail is a croissant mixed with a donut. Okay. So it's cronut. It's a bit of a cronut with icing, and it's on the inside. It's filled with chocolate, okay, and it also has chocolate chips.
Top of the list. I'm going to eat it next time for sure.
Wow.
Okay. I just sort of passed on it all the time, not really thinking much about it. But the number of people that have messaged us and have talked about it, it's sort of gone to the top of my list to eat.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it looks really good. I don't think enough people know about the Cheshire Cat Tail, but also, like we're saying, Mickey Bar is quite iconic. So it got 75% to 25%.
Yep, that makes sense. Yep, yep. Cheshire Cat Tail. I'm surprised if you don't know it because it is all over Instagram thing, but I guess the Mickey Bar does too.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Here we go. This is the number 4 seed. This is the Citrus Swirl going up against the number 12 seed, the Cheeseburger Spring Roll. Another time where you squish two delicious food groups of Bondos, squish them together. I'm just going to say what I voted. I voted for the cheeseburger spring roll, baby. I do like the citrus swirl, and I mentioned it last podcast. It's refreshing. It's a nice palate cleanser, maybe before I eat my cheeseburger spring roll. But I'm definitely voting cheeseburger spring roll. Yum, yum.
You know I'm going to go with cute, so I'm doing the citrus swirl because that orange bird is so cute.
Oh, boy.
I love that orange bird. I want it. But I've never tried a citrus swirl, so.
Does a cute bird have a name?
Or I'm going to try it this time I go, though, I promise.
Does that bird have a name, or is he just like the citrus
swirl?
He's
just orange bird.
Orange bird. Okay. Okay.
Cute orange bird.
Mr. Mark, how about you, sir?
A citrus swirl.
Have you had one?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But I'm gonna choose the refreshing thing. I also figured that there are so many people who go off about that cheeseburger spring roll. People mm-hmm. love that thing.
Yeah.
I'll probably never eat it, so right. I voted for citrus swirl.
I will eat it and tell you all about it if you like.
I would love that. Okay. Yeah, please.
Happy to do that. You're welcome.
10,000-word essay. Yeah.
Oh man, maybe not be that long, but I can definitely write some. I could write a song about it. Sing a song.
Okay, you know what? Perfect, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You got it. Yeah, I'll weird out something for you. So how did our fans feel about the citrus swirl going up against a cheeseburger spring roll?
This was a close one, but citrus swirl won with 57% to 43% cheeseburger
spring roll. Wow, that's surprising. I'm surprised by that, genuinely.
Yeah, that's a close one. I'm not surprised. I think the citrus swirl is pretty, like, iconic. That's why it's number four on our list. I mean, I don't run to it, but I can see why people dig it.
Well, and there's a lot of people who are very passionate that it's better than a Dole Whip.
It's true.
I really feel like I'm going to try it out. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I feel like your list of to-dos snack-wise is getting pretty hefty for your trip, Miriam.
You know, it's a hard job, but I'm happy to put my work in and do this for us. Yeah,
we all appreciate it. We appreciate your sacrifice. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your service. Yeah. Thank you. All right, moving on. This is the last matchup in Disney East in the round of Yum Yum 32. This is the number 8 waffle sandwich going up against the number 16 Werther's Caramel Corn. Werther's Caramel Corn, I hate your face. But anyway, let's talk about who voted for you.
What?
You hate it?
Yeah, it beat the turkey leg. Ridiculously beat the turkey leg.
Oh, that's why. Not because it's not delicious?
I can't speak on its tastiness or whatever. Look, it's only been a week. It's a fresh wound. It makes no sense. And I will also note that a lot of people complained on our Insta being like, no turkey leg? Are you insane? I agree with you.
I understand. This is for the very same reason I don't like the television show Friends, because my favorite show at the time was My So-Called Life, and it was on at the exact same time, and My So-Called Life was canceled after one season, and Friends was this juggernaut that went on forever. As far as I know, they're still making them. I'm not sure. I don't watch it. I don't watch that thing.
I very easily voted for the waffle sandwich. I've never even had it, but I was like, was that a Werther's Caramel Corn? Forget it. Waffle sandwich, baby.
I voted for the caramel corn because melting a Werther's on top of popcorn, count me in. That sounds wonderful.
I don't know. I think of Werther's, I think of like my grandmother being like, hey, you want a Werther's? And it's like deep in her purse and she has to like rummage around. Who knows?
They're the best candies.
They're so delicious. They're buttery and so good.
Ugh. Oh, man. The soft ones, the hard candies, all of it. So good. Yeah.
Pass. So, Mark, are you a Werther's kind of person too, or what?
I didn't vote for this one. I didn't want to, so I chose to not vote.
Okay. It's hard, right? Because, you know, Werther's,
no, but it did right. About turkey leg. I can do whatever leg. I want. Oh, yeah. If I want to take my vote and tear it up and throw it in the trash and light that trash on fire, then I'll do it. And that's what I've done.
I respect
I'm exercising
that.
My right to not vote.
That is your right, sir. And I respect it. Okay, so we had a lot of people voting, all of America. What did they vote for?
59% voted for the Nutella waffle sandwich over 41% caramel corn.
Woohoo! Na, 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 na. Na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. Werther's Caramel Corn. Bye bye. See you later. You should have been gone last round. And we'd be talking about turkey legs, but we're not. Well, hey, that was a big win. A little closer than I thought it was going to be honest. But that round,
it's a big deal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Again, I'll try it for us. I'll let you know.
Please do. Yes, please do.
I appreciate
and
it.
And you're having school bread. We've talked about that. There's a long list, you know. We got to talk about it before you go so we can make sure that we get a full report.
Okay.
And this wraps up Disney East. That is all. Those are all the matchups in the round of Yum Yum 32. And now, Miriam, what are the matchups in the Disney East Conference for the Sweet 16?
So we have number 4, Citrus Swirl versus number 8, Nutella Waffle Sandwich. And then we also have the number 2, Mickey Pretzel versus the number 3, Mickey Ice Cream Bar.
Yeah. Wow. These are some exciting matchups. And the final, the Sweet 16, Mickey Pretzel versus Mickey Bar. Like, that is a tough one. And that is it for March Madness for this episode. I guess it's about that time right now where we make somebody really happy and we give away a certain prize. They've been waiting all this time. Yeah. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our prize pack giveaway courtesy of Shimmer Pop Shop. Please go and check them out at Shimmer Pop Shop on Instagram. They also have a beautiful Etsy store. Go there. They have so many great things, stickers, magnets, steins, you name it. They got it. We love Shimmer Pop Shop. And let's take it over, Miriam. It's prize time.
Okay, we had 200 people enter, and we chose a random entry, and the winner is the Little Disney Princess.
Hey, way to go. Woo, Disney Princess. Little Disney Princess.
Yes.
You just won.
So at Little Disney Princess, just send us a DM, and we will get that set up and sent on to you, that bobsled magic prize pack from at Shimmer Pop Shop.
Amazing. This is great news. Congratulations to our to everyone that voted. And guys, stick around with us. There's more giveaways coming up this week. Don't you dare miss it. We have, for the rest of March Madness, some very cool prize packs that we're going to be giving away from some more wonderful sponsors. So stick around with March Madness, the snacks, all the fun and all the free stuff coming right at you. All right, friends. Well, hey, that was our episode. That was a good time. Did you guys have fun talking food? I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
I'm so hungry.
Very hungry.
Mark, you get some tots in the oven. Is that happening?
I'm going to put them in, yeah.
Yeah. Hit it up. Well, thanks, friends, for tuning in today. If you had a good time, hey, please rate, review, subscribe, all the fun things. We really appreciate it. If you have a segment idea you want us to talk about, or you just want to say, hey, you can email us. What's up? At WeLikeThemeParks.com. Or you can just hit us up on the Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks. And finally, you can find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 and noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Troublecock. You can check him out at
MikeTroublecockMusic.com.
Yeah, for Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
We like theme parks.
Yeah, theme parks. We do. And snacks. Okay, see you next
week. Yum, yum.